Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ernie Orovitz. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bruce Edwards. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Klein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Schmitz. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Schmitz. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. And now, play ball. Ernie Orovitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovitz strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Schmitz covering, for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Minoso who is chasing the ball. Sievers reaches third base with a triple. Groth scores. Courtney goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Senators. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is hit by the pitch. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Lawler. Sievers scores. Klein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Senators. Johnny Schmitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmitz hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0 for 1 in the game. Orovets strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Orovets out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels strikes out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts towards third. Edwards fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Courtney fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Carrasquel reaches second base with a double. Donovan moves to third. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donovan scores. Carrasquel moves to third. It's 3-1, Senators. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Bob Chuckalis now pitching. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-1 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Chuckalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chuckalis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-2 in the game. Orovets hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Klein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler strikes out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Carlos Paula pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Carlos Paula is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paula hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-3 in the game. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field. Minoso picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Minoso. Runnels moves to second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dean Stone now pitching. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Donovan for the out. 1 out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Groth hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Courtney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Courtney reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Sievers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Courtney scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bruce Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Bobby Klein. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pedro Ramos now pitching. Tony Roig now playing shortstop. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Roig applying the tag. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Roig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Rivera scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Edwards settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Tony Roig. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett strikes out. One out. Ernie Orovets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orovets is 0-for-4 in the game. Orovets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Donovan covering, for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.